Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. We're in the season of Epiphany. We have these green vestments and green vestments up on the altar. And it's, as I shared at the beginning of the Bible study, it's that time in which you were blown away by some new insight about how God loves us through his son, Jesus. And so it's kind of like, each Sunday is kind of like the light bulb that goes off in the cartoon character. That's what we're trying to do each Sunday and say, wow, that's who Jesus is for me. And so, well, hopefully those light bulbs go off in our worship service. That's the point here today. Some announcements to share with you before we begin. First of all, about our worship service today. We are beginning our sharing of our partners in ministry in the community. Let me put that a little more clearly. Each week in non-communion Sundays, we invite our partners in the months of January and February to share with us how they're doing and to also encourage us in ways that we can deepen our relationship with those partners. So today, Child Evangelism Fellowship is here, and Dwayne and Cora, there you go. Nice, Dwayne, go ahead and raise your hands here. A wonderful looking guy with a beautiful haircut here, yes. they have stepped into the position of the lead position for Child Evangelism Fellowship, and it serves many of the children and youth in our community. You'll hear more about that. In fact, you'll see many of our children in the pictures that are going to be up front in the PowerPoint slide at the end of conclusion of service. One other note about the worship this morning, we are collecting our mites, so you want to have them ready to bring forward. After the offering is done, I'll come forward, and you can place your mites right into the mite box. One announcement to share before we begin, two announcements that I have. First, we just started this morning our Joining Jesus on His Mission Bible study. It's a 10-week study and where we're unpacking this book. Very simple discussion and also very personal reflection time in which we can think about how we can join Jesus in what he's already doing out in the neighborhood. Not something we need to force to make happen, but something that he's doing and we just partner with him. So I invite everyone to be a part of that next Sunday at 9:45. Then finally, next week, Alicia and I are leaving on Thursday for Michigan. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. Yes. And so I shared with everyone that we've been planning 10 years for this day. So it's a very special day. So we'll be gone for a week, and so if there are pastoral needs, feel free to get in contact with one of our elders or our deacon here, Larry Oliver, and I'll put their phone numbers and contact information in an email out to the congregation before I leave. Are there any other announcements for anyone else to share here this morning? Jan, good to have you here, Jan.
I would appreciate it if you would all check your boxes in the fellowship hall. The annual statements are in the boxes. If you would make sure they're correct, any corrections, hand them back to us and we'll make the change. Thanks so much for your generosity.
Several things. I put the lost and found back by the, as you exit the fellowship hall, there's a table with lost and found. So please take things if you see something that belongs to you. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and donate them. Also on that table, next week will be up for grabs. We are cleaning out the sacristy. There's just a lot of debris in there, but some is useful debris, and so I'll put it out. First dibs is for church use, and then second dibs would be for taking it home for home use. Okay, otherwise we'll donate things. Also, as you have fellowship today, as you go by, right by the juice and everything, are the sign-up sheets for soup night. And so I know that some of you have responded by email to Callie, but we're also putting those out for people who don't have email or who just want to sign up that way and see the dates for soup night. But it's nice to have that all planned ahead. The other thing is that always make sure and read your announcements. There's something in there about, we just need someone to paint the old kitchen. And so if you're up for like, oh, I can do one job one time, that would be a great thing. So see Jim Reams if you're willing to paint the old kitchen. The other thing is Mike and I are signed up for fellowship today, and he'll be there for most of the time. But then he's abandoning me for his second love, basketball.
She's pretty good looking too.
Yeah. However, yeah, basketball. So I would appreciate it if people would, anyone willing to help with cleanup, that would be ever so lovely. Thanks.
The basketball's haircut.
Yes. Brad.
First off, I am not trying to make a fashion statement for guys by wearing a purse on my side. It's actually pumps antibiotics right above the top of the heart. And it's nice to be able to kind of joke about it this week, but last week was pretty serious in terms of my health. And I can't thank you enough for your thoughts and prayers, the meals that our family thoroughly enjoys last week. Thank you. Body of Christ, thank you so much. So, say that.
Thank you, Brad. We'll share in the prayers. We are getting healthy. Brad is home. Dottie was, departed the hospital yesterday, so she's back where she's been. She's recovering. And then also Sandy LeBon is home. And so that's good news, too, from being in the hospital. So we got some other prayers that I'll share when it comes to prayer time this morning. We're going to start off in a powerful way by inviting forward our choir to sing our opening song, anthem, Walk by Faith.